Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer, Chris Clements, and Dark Money, Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And we are honored today to have a special guest coming to us live from L.A. Lisa. there she is. All right. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about who you are and why we're talking.
Okay. So, I'm kicking this off today. I'm super happy to be here. So, my name is Jill.
This is a
very serendipitous thing, because the fact that you called me Lisa tells me that we are already friends, because for my entire life, everyone I meet new for the first time always tells me, no joke, you look like a Lisa. I feel like
is
your name
right?
is Lisa. It's either Lisa or Kim.
Well,
so we're
there
great.
You go. We're soulmates.
I think this is the first time you've gotten one of our guests' names.
It is the first time.
Wrong.
But apparently I got it perfectly right.
I mean,
you got it right. And I almost didn't want to say anything, because I thought, oh my gosh, it's the first time I'm on their show. But hey, I gotta say it. I can't, you know.
No, you can't let me off the hook. That's fine.
I know. My name is Jill Simonian, and I'm from PragerU Kids.
Well, tell us about, so PragerU, there's been a big, big development here in Arizona. And tell us about it.
Okay, so PragerU Kids, as of last week, has now been approved by the Arizona State Superintendent Tom Horn to be recommended and available for free for Arizona schools, all Arizona schools, to use as supplemental material, as an option that teachers can use inside the classroom. And we're super excited about it.
And what that is fantastic, because I mean obviously PragerU has been just skyrocketing in influence and reach over the last few years. What grades does this cover? Is this K-12 or is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the exciting part. So PragerU Kids started about 3 years ago. I was one of the first people hired to come onto the team. And I get essentially like be one of the founding members of the team, which is super cool, because PragerU itself has been making videos for 10 plus years,
right?
About freedom of speech and social issues and things that we all need to be educated about in our United States history. But PragerU Kids started about 3 years ago, and I'm a mom and I have children that are young in their very formative years. And I saw how compromised and damaging our education system has become. And so I was brought onto the team to begin making content that was educational and entertaining for kindergarten through 12th grades. So we have shows especially tailored for our youngest learners that talk about our American values and good character and teach goodness. And then we have shows that are for our middle school and even high school students that teach things like financial literacy and civics, because children, high school students, too many high school students and middle school students across the country are no longer being taught a basic understanding of civics and financial literacy. And that's a scary thing. So we are teaching what should be taught in schools via PragerU Kids.
Versus what is being taught in schools. And that's to hate our country.
Yeah.
And that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. And we just need to cater to all these different progressive ideas.
Right.
Well, and the announcement was last week, and the collective left here in Arizona is completely off the rockers on this.
Well, that's not surprising. Anytime you get common sense into the classroom, it's a threat.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, you bring up a great point, and that is just teaching basic civics. Like how the country was founded, why it was founded, the principles, the guiding principles of our country, faith, freedom, free enterprise, you know, those type of things, you know, need to be taught.
And that surpasses any kind of political party line that's the foundation of being able to be an informed citizen. And the thing that makes me and much of our team laugh out loud at PragerU Kids is how much everyone is really going berserk. Yeah. And it's funny because our materials are not mandated in any way. They are free. They're simply available to expand and restore educational freedom and transparency so that parents can go to our website, see with full transparency what is available for teachers to use. And it's really, our content is really meant to bridge the divide between the educational system and parents right now, because everyone is so divided. And from a parent's point of view, hey, I just want to see what is being available for my kids, you know, that's going to be delivered to my kids in the classroom, because so many other curriculum or, you know, lesson plans are really, quite frankly, kept secret. And we're not able to see them as parents. And then our kids come home from school and say, oh, hey, my teacher talked about this. And we're like, what? How come I didn't know about that?
Yeah. It is sad, really, when you get down to it, that how much pushback you get from the left when it comes to just teaching physics or civics. I mean, it's
physics too.
Physics too, but civics.
How about just basic biology?
We don't do physics yet,
just basic biology is a controversial subject in schools.
But it's crazy to me to think that, you know, somehow it's a partisan issue to have a civics education. I mean, that's just
because there's this idea, and it's a very prominent idea on the left that the founding fathers were racist, you know, misogynist, evil human beings who were slave owners, and therefore they should be erased from history.
Yeah,
and that's what our public schools want to teach.
Well, and it's I mean,
versus the context of the days they were living in.
Well,
and how they struggled with those issues.
Yeah,
and how our Constitution is a document that gave full rein in terms of approaching those issues from a faith, freedom, free enterprise standpoint.
Yeah. So Jill or Lisa, whatever. Jill, what? I like the Lisa side. I'm leaning on that.
You can't do that. That's true. Right.
All right. So Jill, tell us about how do you approach this? You know, you said you came up with developing the curriculum and guidelines on this.
Yeah, we're on your website right now. You're all over the curriculum.
What
Otto's tales and everything.
Yeah.
What was
for the younger kids?
How did you do this? I mean, this is pretty remarkable stuff.
Thank you. It's honestly been, you know, getting this job, it really came out of the nowhere for me after the lockdowns. And it was, I classify it as one of the biggest professional blessings in my life. And I absolutely am happy and need to give credit to our CEO, Marissa Streit from PragerU, because this PragerU Kids really is her baby. She is the visionary behind this. She's a mom. She's a CEO. She is smarter than any whip you will ever encounter. And she just is really dedicated and committed to teaching our children and all Americans, for that matter, how blessed we are to live in America. And this PragerU Kids endeavor really was her vision. And we started with the youngest learners when I came on. We wanted to begin with teaching American values. And here's a big confession. When I first started, and this shows, now I was born and raised in America. I grew up loving this country. My parents grew up loving this country, you know, all of the things. But I went into her office and we started talking about this concept of how children are not learning American values and classic stories that honor what our values are. And I myself, as a grown woman, married mother of children, I found myself in her office saying, wait a second, what are our American values? And I grew up having a wonderful American public school education. And I realized that I did not know instinctively that our American values are, of course, freedom, liberty, hard work, self-reliance, responsibility, freedom of speech, equality under God, And our young children are not learning that. So we started with the story time, and which subsequently has companion books to go with it that everyone can order on Amazon, called Otto's Tales. Mm-hmm. And that is starting with the basic American values, good character. We're teaching goodness. And that's the foundation that we want our young children to begin their American education with. And then, of course, we just kept putting one foot in front of the other, saying, okay, what's missing in schools? Our driving force was always what is not being taught in schools and what should be taught in schools.
Right.
And the next, you know, method, the next step in that equation was, of course, American history. So we started developing shows like Leo and Layla, which is an animated cartoon where a brother and sister travel back in time and meet all of these different historical figures. And one of the episodes that, you know, earlier you mentioned how teachers are pushing back so much because they don't want kids to learn that the people that we regard as Western civilization heroes also happen to own slaves. Well, one of our most controversial animation episodes that has gotten a lot of heat, especially from the governor of California here in recent months, was an episode of Leo and Layla where they went to visit Christopher Columbus, and the children are telling Christopher Columbus, we heard you're an awful person because you took part in slavery. And Christopher Columbus, in his time in the video, we're obsessed with telling the truth at PragerU Kids. Christopher Columbus in the video in 1492 tells the children, well, is slavery all that bad? Because in 1492, he didn't know that slavery was bad. Of course, slavery is bad. And in the episode, the children say, slavery is wrong. It's bad. We know that now. And Christopher Columbus replies to them and says, oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's interesting. And we got so much heat saying, PragerU Kids is endorsing slavery. And it's like, what are you talking about? So anyway,
we just keep putting one in front of the other
and really telling the stories of our history that everyone needs to know.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
What's so bad? Have an honest discussion, and it's like somehow that's controversial.
Yeah, it's always really nice for us very enlightened, you know, individuals and living in 2024 to look back into the 1700s and 1800s and the 1400s and decide that these values must have been preserved there and must have been embraced because we're so enlightened.
Yeah. Right. And if you look at it, I always laugh because the other day it's like I'm driving on the road and I see a lot of, electric vehicles, right?
Yeah.
And electric vehicles are the big thing now, of course, you know, EV. And I'm driving down the road and I think, just think, if everyone starts buying the electric vehicles now and 100 or 200 years from now, scientists look back and say that maybe these EVs did more harm than good, then we're all going to be judged because many people were buying the EV. Right. It's like, I want to tell this to the critics. Like, think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
Well, with all due respect to Sean, who owns an EV, there was a video that's being circulated right now of like five fire trucks trying to put out a fire on a Lexus, and they can't.
On a Lexus?
Yeah.
Really?
Or not, I mean, one
of Tesla.
A Tesla, and they can't.
Well, you know, it's a big battery, so yeah. I can imagine. But no, I think that's exactly right. I mean, we get so wrapped up in the self-righteousness of the moment, right, that we don't really recognize what history is and how it develops, and we don't recognize that, you know what, we're going to be history at some point.
Yeah.
And how are we going to be judged? And I think it's the mentality we have in our society now that everything's so instantaneous. We don't give one rip about what happened before or what happens in 10 minutes. We're just
because we don't know our own history, we have no intellectual understanding when history is actually repeating itself.
Yeah.
You know, we're making the same boneheaded decisions that we did, you know, as a country or as a community that we did before.
Yeah.
Because we don't understand our history.
Yeah. Very true.
And so that's why PragerU and everything that you're doing on, you know, here in the state of Arizona across the country is so important.
Now,
Thank you.
Joe, where else is PragerU Kids happening?
So for anyone who's watching, for parents, for grandparents, for babysitters, for teachers, everything is on our website, PragerUKids.com, for free. You can subscribe for free. You can get the new releases in your inbox every week for free. We do have books and magazines, educational magazines, which are excellent. They're biographies of heroes in history, presidents, entrepreneurs, women of valor. Those are the books and the magazines are available for purchase. But for teachers in schools, we are in, I think that I like to say we're in 10% of the country to be approved. We are approved in 10% of the country's states to be included in schools without teachers having to fear if they're going to be reprimanded. So Arizona was our latest announcement. We're also, we also have supplemental partnerships. And again, these partnerships with the various states are, it's all supplemental. It's literally right. That we are providing another option to be included. Nothing is mandated. Nothing is being forced down people's throats. These materials are available for teachers to use in the classroom without fear of being reprimanded. So we just announced Arizona. We're in Oklahoma. We're in Montana. We have a supplemental partnership with New Hampshire specifically for our financial literacy series called Cash Course. And oh my goodness, Florida, of course, Florida.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's very
might
exciting.
Be worried if it wasn't Florida.
I know. Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's great. Well, hopefully we can.
We need to get to at least 50%.
Yeah.
Or 80% or 100%.
100%.
Yeah. I don't know if California is going to go that way.
Well, right.
You know, we've already done the impossible. And one thing that we always love to say at PragerU is we've done the impossible. We've done the impossible. 3 years ago when we were just starting PragerU Kids and really trying to fill that gap, we would have never, ever imagined in a million years that we would be approved in state education systems in various parts of our country.
Yeah.
And like I said, we've already been approved in 10% of states across America. So who's to say that in another year or two, California and New York won't come knocking, because the impossible has already happened. And we continue to believe that the impossible will happen with PragerU Kids.
Yeah, I appreciate the optimism, because one of the things that is super important, I mean, the fact that it's not mandatory. This is just an option.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't we want to have teachers have as many tools as they can? Because there isn't financial literacy being taught.
No.
And there's certainly not civics in many, many places.
No. Perusing your website, I really like these 5-minute videos on the presidents.
They're great, aren't they?
They're really great. And they're quick, and you've got them all here, which is pretty amazing. Including
that was,
some
yeah.
You know, I mean, you go into some more detail on some presidents, but I mean, this, I can't even imagine. I loved presidential history growing up, and I can't imagine if I had this at my disposal as a young kid, I would be on this all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are really cool. That was a project last year that was put into motion, and it was really ambitious. And those particular 5-minute videos, PragerU is, of course, famous for our 5-minute videos. That's how we started 10 plus years ago. But the presidential series was something that had not been done. And again, it wasn't necessarily part of PragerU Kids, but it was part of the main PragerU channel. But it's so relevant and so needed for any high school teacher, because when you teach history through biography, it tends to stick a little bit more when you're learning about people's lives.
Well, it reminds me. So when I was a kid, my parents had a series of books that, you know, these picture books of different famous people in history, Harriet Tubman, and you know, and I have so much memory. I mean, I know so much more about some of these individuals, and really look up to their, you know, contribution to our society over the course of our history, because it was history taught as biography.
Yeah,
and so I really appreciate that approach. And the other thing I was just thinking, because I was homeschooled for a good chunk of my time, this is a great tool for homeschool kids, right?
Yeah. We have so many homeschool parents that reach out to us either through social media, DMs, or emails through our website, and they are so excited about it. I mean, they've been our original fans, you know, from the beginning. They were just hungry for more content to be able to include in their homeschooling activities. And so they've been our number one fans from the get-go. And it's been really encouraging because I personally, as a mom, I have learned so many valuable things from the homeschooling parents out there. And it really is remarkable because I never saw prior to the lockdowns, right? I never saw my role as a parent to educate my children. And that sounds horrible now because I feel, you know, now I realize parents, we have the right to educate our children in the way that we see fit. I mean, it's a fundamental right. It's outlined in, you know, our Constitution and founding documents. But the level of involvement that I have now stepped into to educate my own children has, I don't think, not only enriched my own kids' lives, but it's enriched my life because it's filling a lot of the gaps that, like I said earlier, I never learned about our own history. And as parents, we need to know our rights. We need to know how our system of government works so that we can continue to be free and have liberty.
No question. What a great point. Yeah, it's not only are you providing great curriculum for kids, but this is going to be great for parents.
Oh,
I learned so much from watching
there's great stuff on here for parents. Well,
I
mean,
look, I, as a Gen Xer, I think I'm at the you and I are at the, kind of the tail end of when public education was already on its way out from as far as teaching the basics when we were going through school. Millennials and Gen Z, forget it. So any millennial that's becoming a parent now, this is something that'll be very valuable for them.
Well, yeah. And that's why you've seen the explosion and coming out of the pandemic, especially since, you know, many of what was being taught in public schools was unceremoniously revealed through Zoom calls and Zoom teaching. And now parents are standing up and taking control of their kids' education.
Yeah.
Saying enough is enough. We're not going to buy into this.
We can't thank you enough for what you're doing. This is fantastic. We're thrilled that this is happening here in Arizona.
Well, and Dennis Prager is a great patriot.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's done with PragerU completely is, and as a resource for parents who might not think of themselves as conservative, might not think of themselves in that way, but the content that he's distributing, not only to parents for PragerU kids, but just in general, it's been tremendous.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely.
Nobody else is doing what he's doing.
Thank you. We have a good time.
Well, that's important.
Yeah, that's important too.
Do good stuff and have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Say again, it's PragerUKids.com?
Right.
Okay.
PragerUKids.com. It's free to subscribe. If you are moved to buy our books and our educational magazines, those are for purchase, but all the videos are on our website for free, PragerUKids.com, to watch, to learn, to share with educators and teachers in your schools. So we can all be united as Americans and learn what this great country is about.
Yeah, it's great.
You even have somebody on here who I know very, very well. Carrie Strug.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, she's one of our, we profiled her. We did a magazine series about, I want to say athletic heroes, because one of the values, you know, we want to teach about good character and hard work and determination. And Carrie Strug was one of our motivating people that we said kids need to learn about her. Kids need to learn about
absolutely.
Her commitment. Yeah.
Now she's great. I've known her pretty much her whole life. I mean, her sister and I went to high school together, and And then her sister was a big gymnast.
There's a video coming out. We have one of our game shows, Guess or Mess, where the kids learn about the biographical magazines. They read one of the biographical magazines, and then they play a game show, and someone gets a pie in the face at the end. It's this wild, silly, funny, messy game show that kids love, but they're learning about heroes in history. And Carrie Strug's episode, I think, debuted recently. Awesome. Definitely. Give her the magazine and give her the episode. I hope she gets a kick out of it.
That's great. That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Jill. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
God bless.
All right. See you. Thanks, everybody.